Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There again is Tom Fortino. You hear him Sunday mornings on WGN on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Tom, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good to be back. How are you doing today, John?
Pretty good. The markets are still doing pretty good, right, Tom?
I would agree with that, yes.
And
very well.
And you are, I forget what your answer to me was last week, above or below the 1.5. It's kind of looking like 2 now on the Fed, right?
Well, it may be. You know, it was interesting. It was almost like this calming discussion today, if you saw any of Powell's comments. But, you know, it's going down. It's not too strong, but it's strong enough. And, you know, the jobs market is still strong, but it's receding. And these are good things. It's cooling. So those were positive to me, positive remarks. But he still says it's data-driven, and we're going to look at it every meeting, and we'll make decisions as they come. So he's cautious, but yet, you know, it's like I said, it was very good comments that came out today.
We were talking yesterday on this show, and one of our guests suggested that the Fed reacted too slowly at the beginning of the pandemic, and now they're on the border of, on the verge of reacting too slowly again, rather than waiting for inflation to get to 2%, allow for some lag time, be a little proactive here. Anyway, what's your thought about that?
Yeah, I agree with that. It was that there was this caution because of what happened. I mean, when those rates shot up, or the inflation shot up to 9.1%, boy, they really got it with both barrels. And so he's being cautious. But I think, you know, I don't know if they're going to wait for the 2% target that they keep saying that, you know, that's the goal. But I think the idea is they may do something, to your point. So I don't think that's a hard and fast 2%. They're going to stick to that.
There was also a conversation we had earlier today, and there was a story in Morningstar, too, about what people need to retire comfortably. One report from Bankrate said that most people think they would need $186,000 a year in retirement income. Morningstar talked about $100,000. And in that case, they said that's kind of a myth. I'm sure you don't like people coming up with a round number like that. But come up with a round number like that, Tom. How much money do people need to retire comfortably?
Well, the answer is it's just different for everybody. They call these general rules for a reason. They're just general. You know, I see a wide array of, you know, all the people I meet, there's big differences in numbers. And really what it comes down to, I think, more than anything is, because we see these getting to a number, like you said, a million, 2 million, or 85% of what you currently make. All of these rules, and sometimes they can be a trap because we just need to know. It's like the old, what's the Shark Tank, where they say, know your numbers. You got to know your numbers. And I think all too often, you know, the Employee Benefit Research Institute said 50%, roughly 50% of people going into retirement simply guess at what they need. And so you really need to put pencil to paper and start to look. You're going to be surprised. I think when people sit down and they start expensing things and they track things, sometimes they're very surprised when they see what their actual costs are. And so I would suggest, I know it's not a fun assignment, but if you can sit down, there's budget worksheets. We make them available. You can find them online. You know, do that one day. Sit down. Again, I think you're going to be surprised.
The guest we had on earlier today from Bankrate reminded us that like $45,000 in 1980 translates to, what was the number, Pete? It was that the 186,000? 186,000 today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know about inflation, but that was shocking to me because I was in the working world in 1980. And the idea that $40,000 would be a lot of money sounds very foreign to me right now. Most folks make more than that. You need more than $40,000 a year to live comfortably. But that was the number in 1980. The point being that if $40,000 begets $186,000, then I wonder what $186,000 begets in another 20, 30 years, right?
Yeah.
$100,000 may seem like a lot of money right now, but that's not going to have the purchasing power down the road that it does currently.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, to your point, John, no one's exempt from inflation, right? And unfortunately, retirees and people who are living on a fixed income in some cases, this can be the most impactful thing. But you're bringing up a very important point. When you talk about that, whatever number you want to say, if it's $100,000, $120,000, first of all, are you accounting for inflation? And you just gave the impact of what that can be. What about taxes? Is it $100,000 net or is it $100,000 gross? If I have to turn around and give $10,000 or $12,000 to the government, well, I'm not getting $100,000, I'm getting $88,000. Then you have to think about health care and longevity. So not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but if you account for these things, you're going to be much better off as you go into retirement.
And what's the rule on taxing Social Security benefits? That's not counted as ordinary income, is it?
Well, Social Security, right now, these are the rules. Up to 85% of your benefit. So if you have a $30,000 benefit, up to $25,000 of that benefit could be taxable at whatever tax rate you're in. So it's capped at 85%. Now, that could change, but the rules today say not 100% of your Social Security is taxable. Up to 85% of it is taxable. So, yeah, again, you have to be aware of that.
What's your guess about what's going to happen to Social Security to the degree that people are going to rely on that and to the degree that that may or may not be more or less taxed? I wonder how much of Social Security I can count on down the road.
Yeah, that's such a tough one, and it's obviously when we look at people, again, going into retirement and relying on this, for income, and most people do, that's their main source. There's been a number of studies that have said that. They're talking about the trust fund. I think what they're going to do is they're going to kick the can down the road, unfortunately, which is I think they're going to increase the full retirement age. I think they may tax more of it. I think they're going to try to do things to extend the longevity of it, but I don't know if they're going to solve that issue. You know, prior to 1983, Social Security was 100% tax-free. They changed the rules in 83. They changed them again in 93. So they made a number of adjustments to the Social Security benefits, and I think they're going to do maybe some of those things for those that maybe are not going to receive it for a number of years. I think when people going into it, they're not going to be impacted as much, the ones that are close to receiving it.
Do you, what's the cap now, or after what point in income do they no longer tax your income for Social Security? Is it $100,000+, right?
It is. It's about I'm off by a little bit, but it's around $160,000. That's when they stop.
Okay, but they could raise that number, say make it $500,000, and
right,
those lucky people then won't get that tax break, if you will, but it's not going to change their lifestyle that much. To me, that would be a reasonable way to generate more for the fund.
Yeah. Well, to your point, John, what you're saying is with the right now, if you make $200,000 of income, once you hit that 160, 167, it might be now, they stop taking money out for Social Security. Now you're saying if they raise it to 200, 300, or whatever they raise it to, now that we'll continue to take that out of your income, and that would fund Social Security more. Yes.
Yeah. And then somebody needs to figure out what the threshold would be in order to solve some of the problems, maybe all of them, depending on how aggressive you wanted to be with that. I suppose that's not a real, there are no popular options out there, but I think you could ask, that would be one way to tax the rich without it impacting their lifestyle too much, says me, Tom.
Yeah, there's a number of ways to skin it. They made income test on the back, and we'll see. But it is unsustainable, the direction we're going with Social Security. They're going to have to do something, I believe.
Well, then you all need to plan. At thealphawealthgroup.com, this is what they do, especially the taxes you pay on the other end, and how can you minimize those. Tom talks about this a lot Sunday mornings at 7 on WGN on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Okay, Tom, have a good show this weekend.
Great. Thanks, John. You take care.